I'm here at the Revolving Gallery in Gray's Court in York. I've got some of the people who've run the event and set it up. Could you introduce yourselves and tell me about this evening's event?
Hi, I'm Joe Calvert.
Hi, I'm Rowena Hammond.
And so what's the concept behind Revolving Galleries and how many exhibitions have you had so far?
This is our second exhibition, and the idea came from my time in London, whereby I often go to an art preview. And it's usually a nice thing to do with friends, but often the art, if you just go and see one artist, isn't to everyone's taste. And I quite thought it'd be a fun idea to do an event that had a whole range of art, so there was something for all of your friends to see, and a bit more variety in there.
And how about yourself? Do you think this evening's been a success and it's gone along the lines of where you want the concept to be going?
Yeah, I think we've had a great number of people come around and have a look, and it's been quite an informal sort of environment for people to talk to the artists, find out a little bit about their motivations and inspirations. I'm quite pleased with this evening.
So where would you like this concept to go in the future, and do you have any big plans for 2010 or beyond?
Well, I guess this one has been a very different venue to our previous one at St John University, which was a converted chapel and was quite modern on the inside. Now we've gone for a historic one, so we want to keep trying to find an interesting venue for the art to be situated in.
And how do you select the artists?
Well, we have we go to different art fairs and art events and find artists that we like. We approach different artists, and we also put out art submissions for people to submit art for our liking.
So you spend a day or so getting to know the artists and their work before they exhibit?
It's quite a stringent process we go through, actually. We like to know that our artists, firstly, are professional artists, and it's not kind of some amateur thing that they're doing. Often we do gravitate towards the very sort of academically trained artists. And, yeah, we make sure that their materials are up to scratch, because people are, you know, paying good money and they should be given quality that's going to last year after year. And also something that works together as a group of work too, yeah.
So where can people find out more information on the Revolving Gallery project?
Surprisingly enough, it's www.revolving-gallery.com.
And do you have a blog or a Twitter?
I think we have both of those.
And they can all be found on the website.
That's true.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, Joe and Rowena.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, that was fairly easy.